Underground Preacher checking in to the Underground Church. And today, we're going to talk about Apocrypha. And this is a follow-up to our Bible study series. And if you haven't listened to the first part, which is Bible Overview, I will invite you to go listen to it because this is a follow-up. So today we're talking about Apocrypha. These are the books that are not included in the 66 books Bible version. Because the last time when we did the Bible overview, we have 66 books. But today we're talking about the books that were left out and why. Because some claim that they left out the Apocrypha because of the cost of printing. It would have made the Bible too big for them to print out. So basically it was a money issue. But some say that Apocrypha, their origin is not really sure. They don't know if they're Hebrew or they don't know where they come from. But that's debatable because you have some books that are referred to in the Bible, like the book of Enoch. I know they refer to Enoch in Jude chapter 1, verse 14. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints. And also you have the reference to the book of Joshua, which is also another apocrypha, in 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 18. And he told them to teach the children of Judah the song of the bow. Indeed, it is written in the book of Joshua. And also you have the book of Jubilees, which is called in another way, Little Genesis. Because the book of Jubilees is actually a text that is believed to be written by Moses. It is called Book of Jubilees because the year, the count of time in there is by Jubilees, every 49 years, I believe. Yeah. So those three books have Hebrew origins, and those three books are also connected to the Bible, the 66 books that we have. So it makes me wonder, why didn't they really put those in there? Because when you read the book of Enoch, you can see that Enoch actually prophesied about the coming of Jesus Christ. So I don't understand why they didn't really put that in there. Because the 66 books Bible, if you read the Old Testament, it's related. They're all connected. Because some reference of the Old Testament, you find them in the New Testament. The New Testament quotes some parts of the Old Testament. And some part of the Old Testament prophesies about the coming of Christ. So that's how you know those books are related. And when you also look at the Bible, the reason why they kept those 66 books is because they say their origin were Hebrew. So based on those criteria, you really wonder why didn't they include the three books, the book of Joshua, book of Jubilees, and book of Enoch in there? Because the ancient books that come from Hebrew, and they have reference in the Bible too. So it really makes you wonder. But that is when you look at it in a technical angle. Because when you actually read the books, you're going to see how challenging the books are. They will challenge you spiritually. I mean, when I read the book of Enoch, I remember how he even wrote down the names of the fallen angels. He referred to the time of Jared when there were giants on the earth. He also writes how the archangel Michael in heaven also went and talked to God about what the fallen angel came and did on earth, and how God declared the flood, and how they taught man how to use weapons, how to make weapons, how to do sorcery, soothsaying, rite, how to do astrology. He wrote the evil that the angels actually came down and taught man, things that mankind was not ready for, and also the evil that the sons, the Nephilim, the sons of the fallen angels, what they really did, how they were killing people, how they were devouring. It's I mean, it's really horrible. And he went in detail. The Bible also says that there were giants on the earth. But the book of Enoch elaborates that. And when you read that, you're going to question reality. And when you read the book of Joshua, which is also called Book of the Righteous, a book of the upright, you will also see that there was some creature in there, half human, half animal. And stuff like what happened to Balaam, who God opened the mouth of the donkey to talk to him, it happened more often than animals talking to humans, babies talking. But the book of Joshua elaborates more on how the children of Israel were powerful and mighty. They were mightier than Samson. And the book of Jubilees is like the book of Genesis, but more elaborate. One thing I also liked when I read the book of Jubilees was how, after the flood, Noah prayed to God because the Nephilim, after being destroyed physically through the flood, lived on as spirits. Those spirits that were also cursed by God to be evil spirits now started coming after the sons of Noah. And Noah prayed to God to seal those spirits away, to get them away from his sons. After he did the prayer, God sent a command to cast those spirits. But Satan petitioned that God put those spirits under his command so he can test mankind. So God put one thing under the command of Satan, and then he commanded the ninth thing to be sealed. So those are interesting facts about those books. But you have other apocrypha books that are included in the Catholic Bible. And the ones that are included in the Catholic Bible are 1st and 2nd Esdras, the book of Tobit, the book of Judith, the rest of the chapters of the book of Esther, the wisdom of Solomon, Ecclesiasticus, Baruch, the epistle of Jeremy, the song of the three holy children, the history of Susanna, Bel and the dragon, the prayer of Manasseh, the first and second book of Maccabees. These are included in the Catholic Bible. So you can buy a Catholic Bible that includes Apocrypha, and you will have these books in, and you can read those. But you have many other Apocrypha books that are out there that you can get. You have also the Book of Giants. You have different ones, but not all of them have Hebrew origins. I only listed the three, Book of Enoch, Book of Jubilees, and Book of Joshua, because I know for sure that they have Hebrew origin and they were also referred to in the Bible. And the Book of Jubilees is also the one that told me that Moses is the one who received the Book of Genesis when he was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. So reference like that is what drives me to think that it would have been really important to include those three books in the Bible too. Well, at the same time, they're available. You can buy them and read them. They're really beneficial. They will really help you better understand the Bible. And it will also help you come to reality about the spiritual realm, how real it is. It's not a fairy tale. It's reality. And those books will bring that to your attention. It will really challenge you like that. And it also makes me wonder if those books were not taken out purposely to refrain us from actually coming aware of the existence of God. Because something as simple as the giants, they're trying to hide the existence of it, the reality of it. Because if you come to the reality that the giants actually existed, then you're going to come to the reality that the Bible is true. So they're hiding the bones all over the world about the giant's existence. But if you can, you can read those books. They're available. They're good books to read. And I think that's about it on the apocryphal books. And next time we're going to talk about meditation. And until next time, Underground Preacher, checking into the Underground Church. And I'm out.